The Jay Garvin Show Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Wednesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Power up.
Yes!
Thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay Garvin's. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show and Podcast. This is the power segment. I'm talking today about the cost of a refinance, the expense of doing it, or the consequence of not doing it. And I got this idea from when I was consulting people on the phone for 30 minutes, and I found myself talking them out of a refinance. But it's amazing. Every single time I tell someone accurate advice that I would want to do for me and my family, not for a sales call, it's amazing how so many more of you call to get my help because you know you can get an honest and sincere answer. And we're busier than ever, even though I'm telling 50% of you, no, please don't do it. And that's the importance of today's show. How do you even know if financially a refinance is worth it? And first and foremost, can you recover your initial investment in an acceptable period of time? So if you're saving $100 a month for reducing your interest rate and the cost of the refinance is $2,000 or $3,000, if you divide $2,000 or say $3,000 by 100, that's 30 or 30 months. And if you can recover all of your expenses in less than 36 months, typically, it takes us 6 to 18 months to recover people's savings, and that's just for a rate and term refinance. Then that's step number one as to whether it's worth it. Step number two, I said, is the most important thing to consider when refinance, and that is how does it affect the length of the term of your loan? I've had plenty of people that have come to me at a 4.5% interest rate. They said, Jay, I don't want to refinance back into a 30. I want to refinance into a 15-year mortgage. I've been in this house for 8 years. I don't want to go back to a 30-year mortgage. I want to jump forward to a 15-year mortgage or a 20-year mortgage because now you have monthly savings, your return on investment, and you're also shortening the term of your loan. The second thing that's important to figure, well ahead of interest rate, about the only thing interest rate gives you is bragging rights at the next cocktail party or pub or eatery that you're eating your avocado toast and sharing and bragging your interest rate to friends. So the point of the matter is, my friends, is that I need you to understand that you can not only save money and have good ROI, but you also can have the term or the length of your loan shortened. And then on top of that, you can make sure the third most important thing is interest rate. But the second most important thing is your closing costs. Because if you save 2 percentage points and you save $200 a month, but you don't look at the fine detail of the paperwork and you find that you've got $11,000 worth of closing costs, it's going to take you 55 months if you're only saving $200 a month. And that is almost 5 years. 60 months is 5 years. And this is especially horrific when you have individuals like military that are going to PCS or have a change of station in 2-3 years. They have bragging rights at the next military cookout, but they're not even going to get back the expenses that they lost in their equity by the time they sell the house or move out of it. So these are so important to look at. And then your interest rate is the third most important thing because the fourth most important thing in considering a refinance, putting it all in a fancy little basket with a bow on top, is are you accomplishing your goal? 1 out of 5 people that I talk about this subject with got 2% interest rate. They got $3,000 in closing costs, and they didn't accomplish any of their goals. Well, I started out to do some consolidation so I could get cash out, so I could get rid of my extra automobile loan. The house appraised lower. They were able to get my interest payments down, but they weren't able to get me cash out. And because my loan was so small, the 2 percentage points only saved me $70 a month, and they cost $7,000 to do it. And I'm like, you just wasted your time. And you have like your emotional time you're never going to get back, or your physical time. So it's very, very important to look in the return on investment. What are you doing to the length of your loan? Are you going backwards? Or are you going forward? Now, there is some cases, 1 out of 10, that I help a 70-year-old couple refinance that can't do, nor do they want to do, a reverse mortgage. They can't pay the house off. And they're like, Jay, we don't care if we're 15 years into our mortgage. Our payment is $1,100 right now. We want to refinance, go to a much lower rate, and stretch the loan out over 30 years, go down to a $700 payment, save $400, because we're on a very limited fixed monthly income. Well, what did I tell you is the fourth thing? Are they accomplishing what they set out to do, their goal? And they are, to lower their monthly budget because of the stage of life that they're in. So this is very important. Now, the last thing I have to cover today that's the most important is, how do you even choose the correct professional to work with? First and foremost, there are some general rules, and a lot of these are being lost. Right now, if you're a radio listener, you can call me. We can have a conversation. I'd love to earn your business. But when I have a stranger from Illinois call me and say, hey, I'd like to see if you could help me refinance, what's your rate? I say, thank you so much for calling me. How did you meet me? Well, I saw your good ratings on the internet. What's your rate? And I'm like, well, have you ever heard my name? Do I have any credibility? Do you know my podcasts or teaching? Do you know the name Dave Ramsey? Do we have something in common? Do I have any credibility with you, or am I just a rate quote? Then I say, okay, you don't know Dave Ramsey. You don't know Jay Garvin's. That's okay. Do you subscribe to debt-free living, spending less money rather than more money, getting towards retirement rather than just leveraging your loan out more? Dude, you're talking too much. What's your rate? And I honestly tell them, hey, where do you bank? Oh, the International Bank of Illinois. Well, I kind of recommend you call them, because I'm not your guy, because I have no value. I had one radio listener, and God, I pray, Leonard, you're not listening, that 10 days ago, I told him, please lose my number. Stop listening to my radio show. And that's a harsh statement, but he had listened to my radio show for 2 years, at least. He'd come to 3 of my investment property classes, done one-on-one consulting with him on how to separate property and all of that. And then we decide to do a VA streamline, and I offer him 2.375, which is a quarter to an eighth of a point lower than anybody, because he asked for it. And when you're a radio listener, you ask for it, I give it to you. So we went through, did all the work. It was a lot of work because his loan was unique. And literally towards the end, through a long conversation I won't share with you guys, he said, Jay, I have an army buddy from 20 years ago that says he can do me at 2.25 or 2.125. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I think lenders are like somebody bartering toys on the corner of Tijuana Street. And I said, no, Leonard, go to your buddy, lose my number. Because you have to have respect throughout the process. So you want to look for someone in a professional that has a good reputation. They know how to communicate. They portray professionalism, which is accountability and integrity, has competitive pricing, and they're accessible. So as I state at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. And pray to God right now that he would help you find your passion, your calling, and purpose in life, because that's what I found in you, the radio listener, someone that I would passionately serve every single week. So I want you to call me for your next purchase, or especially your refinance transaction, at 330-1457, or go to ChurchillColorado.com. I'll be with you, same studio, next week.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is.
The proceeding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.